I wielded the power of the Infinity Gauntlet. I could bend reality to my will with a snap of my fingers.
I just saved money with Geico.
I saved hundreds of dollars.
Nice!
That is a lot.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. Yourself.
You can't stop it.
I'm going to say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here.
Enjoy it. It's ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys, fourth.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Really big.
Message erased.
Stop right there. If you're a mortgage holder, I'm going to show you one simple trick.
We are Dave and Giggles. You there, buddy? He left me. Okay. I want to give a quick shout out to my little buddy, Owen, whose birthday is today, and he's 6 years old. And I played that song for him because I asked his dad what his favorite song was, and he said Post Malone Sunflower because it's on the Spider-Man. So there it is. I'm going to play a quick song and just try to get everything wrapped up here. So give me a minute here, huh? Just give me a second to get things organized, moving along. But we got Melissa Mary Ahern in studio. It's going to be great. She's got an awesome old guitar, it looks like. That looks like a really old guitar. We're going to put you on mic too. Yeah.
Actually, it's not. I got it fret.
Awesome. It's really cool looking. All right. We'll be right back. let's start this one over again. Ah, Giggles, you there, buddy? I hear babies crying.
Yeah, I'm here. You got that crazy echo. I think it's
because you got two cameras going. Yeah, let me turn that one off. See if that gets any better. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you see everybody? Say hi. Getting real choppiness. But regardless, I think that's a little bit better. What do you think? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I will come back.
I'm going to just restart you because you're a little choppy, and then we'll get this show rolling. I know. Every time we have something going on, but it doesn't matter. Because you know what? This is live radio. Things happen. But we have a really cool show for you because we have Melissa in the studio, and I've been listening to your music all week, and it's really awesome.
Thank you.
So I'm really looking forward to hearing some music.
Yeah.
And why don't you start out? You were just well. First of all, you brought in a bouquet of roses. What was that? I mean, I heard you were just telling the story, but what is this bouquet of roses about?
I was on the way to the train, and this woman approached me, crossing the street to approach me with a tray of flowers. And I thought she was going to maybe try and sell me some flowers. And I said, I don't have any cash.
Right. Were you going to buy some flowers from some lady? Like, what was that about?
I was like, not right now. They're beautiful. You're beautiful. Thank you. She's like, no, it's free. Like, no, it's not.
No.
And she put it in a little glass vase. It's free. It's free. I came from a baby shower.
So weird.
I'm like, okay, great.
Okay, great.
I'll take it.
So you pretty much walked the subways with a bouquet of flowers.
I mean, I took it as a really positive omen.
Oh, definitely.
You know, who gives you free anything?
Exactly.
Let alone a beautiful bouquet of roses.
She had a bunch of them, right?
She had a lot, yeah.
So she's pretty much like roaming the streets being like, I gotta get rid of these.
I know, right? Yeah, I just took the like super spiritual approach. Like, yeah. It's a sign.
It is. It totally is a sign. But Giggles has got a baby. His wife isn't home yet, so he's going to probably be bouncing in and out. So we'll let him do his thing. You also talked about you have a show coming up. Let's post that right off the bat.
I do. This Thursday at 10 p.m., I'm playing at Rockwood in the third hall on Orchard Street.
Very nice. I love that place.
Yeah, it's a nice room. So I'll be playing with a band there. Starts at 10.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So Rockwood, which room is it in?
In the third room.
Third room. Mm-hmm. In the third room. Mm-hmm. That's great. Why don't we just kick off a song? Because you took a couple of the flowers and put them in your guitar. I feel like it's like 1967 San Francisco and everything is hopping right now.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Let's do it. The song is called Hard Luck. And I'm going to dedicate it to my friend Sydney. I'm having a little bit of headphone
issue?
Sorry.
That's okay. You want me to
sort of cutting in and out.
It's cutting in and out. It might be just like the mic. Hey, let me try to get this other one.
Now we got a mic on it and a mic off it. It's a little bit better. What do you think?
Let's try it.
Try it.
Mm-hmm. Hard luck in love. Struck down again. Hard luck in love, we've reached the end. I didn't know you all that long, just enough to write a song and call it hard luck. Hard, hard luck in love. Hard luck in love, nobody's to blame. My hard luck in love, ain't it a shame? We had a night or two of fun and never guaranteed the long run. It's been hard luck, hard, hard luck in love. Still, I hope I brought you higher. 2 inches taller. And if you think of me some nights when you're lonely, I hope you don't call, don't call, hope you don't call me. Hard luck in love, can I catch a break? Hard luck in love, for goodness sake. I wonder if it's gonna end, or will I be forever mending my hard luck, hard, hard luck in love. My hard luck, hard, hard luck in love. Still, I know I learned some lessons. I should be counting my blessings. If you think of me some nights when you're lonely, I hope you don't call, don't call, hope you don't call me. I hope you don't call, don't call, hope you don't call me. Hope you don't call, don't call, hope you don't call me. I hope you don't call, hope you don't call me.
That's beautiful. And we had a whole interruption with the entire Radio Free Brooklyn crew. They have their monthly mixers and like hang out over at a bar over here, and they all come here after, and I always am like, listen guys, I'm doing a show here.
Totally cool.
Yeah.
But do you mind if I switch headphones here?
Yeah, totally.
Because I think I think your cable might be.
Might be a little loose?
Yeah. I think not loose, but I think there's those headphones.
Got a little weirdness.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. What is that song about? Yeah, take your time. Does that reach over? You could pull your chair in a little bit more, too.
Aha.
You know, we can adjust. Why don't we adjust a little bit? Take a second. Okay. Adjust it up. Move you over. I love on-air prep. It's the best.
Here we go.
That's probably better.
Cool. Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
For sure.
Cool.
Hi.
This is also Melissa.
Oh, wow.
She does a show after us, so she's probably coming a little early to hang out.
That's cool.
Yeah. So what is the... how's you feeling over there? A little bit better? A little worse? To not have enough blank. It's a little weird.
That's okay. Here we go.
Yeah, we can pull it up.
You know, we'll just do a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all sorts of fun today.
You know.
There we go.
Okay. I don't know about that. Okay.
Is that a little better? It's something. Here we are, Radio Free Brooklyn, where we're professional AF, as the kids say. And we run with what we got, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Now we're good.
Yeah. Feel good?
Yep.
Feel good.
Yep.
All right. That was a beautiful song, though.
Thanks.
What's it about?
It's about heartbreak. I don't know. Basically,
how'd you write it? When did you write it?
I got dumped like 6 times in a row. And then I just...
How long of a period of time was it? Like really soon?
Oh my God. It was like back to back. Like, I think I was actively dating for 2 years.
Yeah.
And it was like back to back.
Bam, bam, bam.
So I just sat down and I wrote the song in like 20 minutes. I swear. I didn't even care about the lyrics. I was like, I don't give a fuck. Excuse me.
No, you can curse all you want. Okay. You can curse all you want. I was just doing what the kids do. AF, you know?
Okay.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I don't give a fuck who likes this song. I've got something to say.
Yeah.
So I literally just.
That's wild.
You know.
Now, do you talk to any of those guys anymore, or are they out of the
picture?
Yeah.
I try to. Yeah, for sure. You know, not like. Actively.
Not actively.
Yeah, I'm not like...
Yeah, it's always the question of the ages. Like, do you stay friends with people that you dated, or do you just...
I think unless
like,
they're total monsters,
right,
you should maintain...
Which I hope you never date a horrible monster, you know? Like, that's kind of the whole weird totally. Point of it all.
But then again, you never know who you're dealing with.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we all put on a nice face.
And write some beautiful songs about it. So what are you working on right now?
Right now I am currently mixing an EP of about 5 songs and hoping to release it by the summer.
Okay. This is your Second?
I did a few singles right now that are out. I collaborated with Sufjan Stevens in the winter, and then I released about two songs with that very same producer. But then I kind of went in a different direction, and yeah. I tried to make an EP of... I hired a band, handpicked musicians that were all cool. Really great.
And doesn't it feel good to be able to like pick your own band rather than be like, hey, Craigslist, find hope for me.
Totally. You know? And it felt good to produce myself.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted to just run the rehearsals and give some distinct adjectives of what I needed.
Right.
And then go in and do it. And it came out sounding really great, but we're in the mixing process. And
yeah. It sounds really good, though.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
I mean, the guys that I hired and the women that I hired to be a part of it, the project, are really great. And they're all in New York and doing their thing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So tell me about the Sufjan Stevens. Like, how did that happen? How did you, like, find yourself into that?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a good question. I was working with... Thomas Bartlett, who is a producer in the studio in Manhattan called Reservoir. And I was in and out for about a year, and we became very close.
What were you doing when you were there? Were you just like studio stuff?
Studio stuff. I was working on a record that I didn't actually end up releasing. Two of those songs that I released are from a 12 song full length record that ultimately I decided not to put out. The songs that I chose to put out, I'm super proud of. And
why didn't you put out the other ones?
What led you to that? Honestly, decision? I think it takes a lot of comfort to sing to where you feel comfortable. And I didn't
quite weren't fully know. Comfortable with it.
You know, I had never been in a setting like that. Like in and out, people were in and out that were like total rock stars or not, but also pretty well known.
Yeah.
And I had never worked with a producer
what
before.
What was your biggest starstruck moment when you were like sitting in there?
Honestly, this is going to sound so cheesy because he's not that huge, but in considering the context of that place, Chris Thiele.
I don't even know who that is.
It just shows how nerdy I am. He's like a virtuosic mandolin player.
Okay. All right. Melissa knows.
He went to my college.
Oh, there he is.
Okay.
We should get you over there so you can get a mic if you have to, because we got all these mics on her. But whatever. It's fine. Whatever you got to do. You get yourself comfortable.
Yeah.
So you're in there, you're meeting these mandolin virtuosos.
Totally.
And you're working with Sufjan Stevens.
Well, actually, no. I was working with predominantly Thomas Bartlett, who's an incredible producer and musician. And we were working together and we became very close friends. And I was there a lot working with him. And Sufjan rents a room in that very same studio.
Does he have it just like going all the time?
Yeah. I mean, it basically, there's a few rooms of the major engineers that are there. Patrick Dillett is one who's a phenomenal engineer, mixing engineer. Nico Muley is another one who's a classical. Yeah, you know.
Melissa knows him.
Okay, yeah. And then Sufjan has a room there. So I was in and out there for most of the summer every day, basically. And, you know, Sufjan would pop his head in and be like, hi. And, you know, you grow up as a song, like an aspiring songwriter,
sure.
You know, Sufjan Stevens. So
you just know Sufjan, you know?
Yeah, like, I would strive to not make eye contact with him and
really?
To not bother him for probably 6 months.
But it wasn't one of those things where everyone was like, don't look Sufjan
no,
dead
not
in
at
the
all.
Eyes.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Not at all. He's like a total adorable. The way I would describe him, he was like a tropical bird.
He's just like this like just, bright colored, like,
yeah, like he's very special and you should acknowledge that he's beautiful and talented and special, but like also don't make any sudden movements. He's very fragile.
He's a fragile artist.
Yeah.
And that makes sense.
And I say that with the utmost respect.
Yeah.
I mean, he's some of his songs literally like make me cry. So he's so incredible, but basically just, I was there and he heard some of the songs that we were doing. And
that's crazy.
One day he just asked if I wanted to do some harmonies on a song. And I immediately said, yeah, of course.
Of course.
Of course. But,
of course.
Of course. But I didn't expect it to be anything that would be released or even, you know, maybe he had a demo he was working on.
Sure.
He's always writing. So I said yes. And I came in and I was sitting down on the couch in Thomas's office or his, whatever he likes to call it, space. And I, you know, I was sitting there and Sufjan's like put the mic in front of me and we're doing this thing. And he's like, you know what? That sounds good. Why don't you sing a verse?
Wow.
And so I was like, okay, well, I'm going to stand up. And like, yeah. I'm like, okay, I need some energy. Like,
I can't just sit around.
Give me that tequila. I mean, there was,
anyway. I need to loosen up a little bit here, people. That's really funny.
For sure. So it ended up being like a really, for me, educational evening, because here's this guy who's like written incredible tunes.
I mean, he's super well known. Like, he's just one of those guys that just like you can go anywhere and one out of five people will know who he is. Totally. You know?
I mean, it was great. It was a really, I was lucky to have that experience. And
you ended up being on how many songs on the album?
Just the one song. Yeah, just one song.
Yeah, I was listening to it on the way over. It's a really beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song he wrote, I think, years back that was just like a Christmas theme, you know?
Yeah.
That's
really great. Nice.
I know he's working on new things, so.
Yeah. Has he yet to be like, hey, I want you to come back for something, or does he keep in contact to any degree?
Not too much. I'm not really in that.
Do you have his email and be like, hey, Sufjan, like, what up? You up?
I feel like he would have a weird email address. I'm just putting that out there into the world.
No, not so much, but I think he's a genius, and everybody in that studio is so talented, and I feel honored to just even be there, but it's kind of a rotating door, you know?
Yeah. It's got to feel weird. Yeah. That, you know, like he's kind of established, you're on your way up. So it's like being pulled up by someone is a magical feeling.
It was cool. I mean, I just tried to sing my best, and I learned a lot about his approach to writing. And
what did you learn from him?
You know, honestly, I learned, it's going to sound kind of cheesy, but we're probably all musicians in this room. I learned that he writes his melodies on the beat.
Yeah.
And the song that he was singing, he's like, you just need to tap on the side of your hip to get the, because my natural inclination is to sing off the beat.
Mm.
And I wasn't getting it. And I was like, fuck, you know, I have to get this. And then he's like, just tap on your hip. And I did. And everything landed right on it. And I didn't realize, he's like, I always write that way.
Interesting. Yeah. I could see that, because his vocal patterns are very rhythmic. Mm-hmm. So I could see why it's driving. Marchy. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Even if his music isn't, his singing is.
Mm-hmm.
I could totally see that. That totally makes sense. Yeah, now I'm going to go back and listen to all his music imagine him sitting there tapping the side of his leg.
Imagine if he's listening, which I doubt. He'd be like, that's not
Sufjan, true. If you're listening, call in 718-928-9732. We'll talk it out. We'll talk about the tap. We'll talk about it all. We'll just hash it out. Yeah. That's really cool. Did he tell you anything else that like led you to like open your eyes to anything else, even non-musical?
Yeah, he did. I had so very brief interactions with him working there, maybe like three conversations total, but he would kind of catch me saying sort of self-deprecating things, you know, because, you know, just working in this industry and being at it as
down
long
on
as
yourself
a little bit, but not like feel bad for me, but just like little things that I catch myself saying.
Also performative, being down on yourselfness, which is kind of expected of women going into the music industry in the five boroughs.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, working with all the male staff.
Yeah.
And no offense.
Damn, guys.
No offense. Yeah, of course. But he would catch me on little things and be like, that's not healthy. And I would, you know, think about it and realize he's right. I should probably...
Yeah,
be
a little high attitude on yourself. Yeah. And I mean, you're getting the praise of someone established. I mean,
if he were listening to this right now, I could have a platform to say, I keep they sent Asthmatic Kitty, his record label, they sent me a vinyl of the EP and I keep it on my desk. And anytime I like get really low, I'm just like, you know what? Yeah. That guy believed in me, or that guy wanted to, I'm going to.
That's really cool.
You know, it was such a gift, because it was basically just exposure, you know, like we were all hanging out, but that was a huge, invaluable gift to just be like, you know what? I'm going to change my
life. It's got to feel really good. There's like a little bit, you know, like that first step of being like, all right, I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah.
This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Yeah,
for sure. And it ended up sounding great. And Thomas did an amazing job. He really compliments his, I think the name he goes under when he's working with him is Dove Man.
Yeah, Dove Man.
He did a great job with like the beat and the whole approach.
Yeah. So, very cool.
Yeah.
So, Melissa Mary Ahern, you're playing Rockwood 10 o'clock Thursday night.
Yep.
Go check her out. Are you playing with anybody else in that lineup?
I'm playing with the it's not so much a shared bill because Rockwood doesn't really do that. It's like you show up and it's like an assembly line of bands.
Your own thing.
Yeah, like 10 minutes to get ready. And
it's literally my favorite place because like I will go around like all the places, all the clubs and stuff, and be like, "Hey, I do a show. Want you to come in?" Mm-hmm. And like Rockwood is my go-to. Rockwood is like I find so many great bands that come out of
there. Totally. I mean, in the past too, I used to go to Rockwood when I was underage because my brother who's playing with me on Thursday is he was a session player for years in New York and. He's a bit older than me, and he would be like, "I'll just take this amp or this guitar and walk in."
And
so I would go in when there was just that little room, you know, the first one, and you could hear a pin drop, and everyone was listening. And I'm like, "This is New York! I can't wait to move here." I was like 16, like
you're a little baby.
Yes,
it's adorable.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, fun fact: Rockwood does not card. Not to blow up their spot on this, the air. But
I feel like we just blew up their spot. I think, like,
as someone who stuck into Rockwood many times before I was of age.
It's a good place to go. I think they're a little more strict about it nowadays, but I think back then, maybe not.
Rip.
Giggles has joined us. You there, buddy?
I was wondering where he went.
I'm here.
He's here. I'm going to turn the camera on so everybody can see him.
Hi.
You can see everybody. I'm going to turn the mic camera on so you can see both of you guys. Now that we
everybody's checking their face.
Everybody's checking. Oh my God.
What do I look like?
Okay. So now that we got Giggles here, can we play another song?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Awesome. What's the name of the song you want to play?
You know, it's a working title. I haven't recorded this song yet, but I think I'm going to just stick to what's easy at the moment and just name it after the chorus. So How Will I Know?
How Will I Know? All right. Also, if you want, I've done this before with other musicians, and it's like 10%, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
We could go around the room and see if we can name it after it's done. I think we've done it one time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's play that game. Right. I like it. Okay. Oh, man. I don't want to be so picky.
I don't know why it does that.
But it comes in and out.
It does come in and out. I don't know why. I think it's that mic.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to the engineers here and see if they can do something. Right. I think it's a compression on it. What's that? What'd you say?
You know, I'll just work with it. Yeah, power through. Whatever. Try to not be such a diva.
I understand, diva.
I've got nothing to lose. Put on a dress and cry the blues. I know that I've been low. Let me go, I sing straight to the bottom. Poor me, dressed up for nobody. Wealthy men come and go like sailors docking. I wanna know someone loves me. I wanna be believing something, but how? How will I know when it comes along? How am I gonna know? He tried to love me, tried to be kind. He tried to please me, tried to change my mind. I know it wasn't easy for you, honey. Let it go, you'll find the one you're needing. She's longing for nothing more than last name, a gold ring, your trophy. Yeah, I wanna know someone hears me. I wanna go down in history, but how will I know when it comes along? How am I gonna know? Taxi ride alone at night, staring out at the skyline. I think of all the things that I used to claim to only wish for, but now all is how will I recognize them now? How will I know? How will I know? How will I know?
Absolutely beautiful. Very nice. I'm going to throw this out there. And it's not a lyric in the song, but I'm gonna give you an idea of you could throw it out. You could be like, that's a stupid
song titles. Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
Try me. Try me. It's kind of like I felt that. I just felt it as you were playing it. Just kind of like push to your limits. Try me. Everything is kind of like pushing down on you. Try me.
Yeah.
Try me. There it is. That's my option.
I'm going to consider that for sure.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be like checking in on the show. Do you know that today at the mixer, someone told me that I am often interrupting your show?
Who said that?
I won't admit names. Sorry. But I did have a question for you. Your guitar is absolutely beautiful. One of the most beautiful guitars I've ever seen. I've played for 12 years. Do you have a story behind where it came from?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's not a great story. I admired it from afar. My older brother is a session player, and he's got like 50 guitars in his studio and just is a collector, and he fixes them up. He buys old ones, broken ones, and he had this one. And I would play it sometimes on and off for a few years, and then I just, you know, I wanted to get it, and I didn't have a huge budget, but Gretsch is pretty affordable. This was like $350.
And Gretsch is a great recording sound. It's just a beautiful guitar. It plays wonderfully.
Yeah. I mean, aesthetically, it's really pleasing too, because it's like this like cherry colored wood. It's
top nice. Is all sparkly and nice.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Exactly.
And then she's got the flowers that we talked about at the beginning of the show. Someone gave her flowers on the subway.
That's wonderful.
I know.
Very random.
Yeah. Giggles, what's going on over there? How are you doing?
Everybody's just feeling special. No, yeah. I feel great. I feel great today.
Yeah, you look great.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. No, this is great. I love, and Melissa, thanks for coming on the show. I love when we get musicians, because it's such a great thing. You know, it's great. We appreciate you bringing your gifts to our studio.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias. Yeah. So you grew up in the area, or where'd you grow up? I'm going to say also, like, looking, trying to like do the research on you, not much online.
No.
You got to get the website up.
Yeah. It's kind of intentional though, to be honest with you, because I'm not, I was also kind of told by some people that the less you have in the beginning until you're really sure of what that to put out there, kind of the better.
Yeah.
You know,
so you got the Spotify, and there's like a little write up there, and there's like a little, you know, all your songs. So that's nice.
But
like, you know,
I agree.
But as far as like a show host trying to get like stuff to talk about, I was like, all right, we'll go into this thing and we'll just wing it as we got it, you know?
I understand.
But where'd you grow up?
I'm from upstate New York, but I moved a lot, and I'm kind of from various towns. I was born in Buffalo.
Oh, way upstate. Way upstate.
Yeah. My mom was a traveling nurse, so we would move like every few years. And
interesting. What's like a traveling nurse?
It's somebody who goes from county to county doing nursing for like public health nursing. So you basically visit like the Appalachian Trail, the Amish, Native American reservations.
So you're going to communities that are like
going in. Yeah. Like people turned shotguns on my mom.
Really?
Assuming she was going to like call child protection on them.
Wow.
You know, so
did she ever, I mean, you don't know either, but did she ever have to, or like get to that road where it probably got bad?
Yeah, I think she did. She was, I mean, she still is. She's 66 now and works part time. Actually, she would correct me. She'd be like, I'm 66 in June.
So she's 65.
She's 65.
She's 65.
Sorry, Mom.
But she's still rocking it out. She's still going hard.
Yeah. She works part time.
That's good.
Yeah. She's always believed in public health. And so I would move with her. And I came down here when I was 19. And that was 10 years ago now. So
wow. I'm here. Giggles' mom is also a nurse.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I also married a nurse.
So. And he also married a nurse. Yeah.
Where are you coming from right now?
Where am I?
Where
I'm actually in Colorado.
Oh, cool.
So I live here
Colorado?
Now. Aurora?
Okay, I'm not sure. I have a brother in Denver.
It's close to Denver.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Come out and visit. Come out and play some shows. Colorado would love you. So yeah. If you came out, I'm sure like
get me a gig at the Red Rocks.
That would be amazing. Sure. Giggles has that. He has that pull. He can totally get
that. I got
the
connection. Giggles, let me know when you want to play. Tell me, give me your calendar. Yeah. Invite me to your calendar.
Maybe you could like get me opening for the Avets. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, that's simple. I'll call them.
Brooklyn born, right?
They are Brooklyn, I think, right?
They acted like they weren't. They were if they weren't, at least. No,
they're from South. North Carolina.
They played a lot of gigs when they started off in Bushwick, and they were very like, we're a Brooklyn-style band. Sorry. I love the Yvette Brothers, so I have a lot of feelings about this.
That's kind of like Mumford & Sons. They have that the same style of being like, we're kind of Brooklyn, but we're really not.
Yeah, it's okay.
Colorado would love you. Come out.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. If you don't ask, you're not going to get, you know, so if you want to do it, you know, if you want to play out here, you let me know. I'll ask around. People might say no. People might say yes.
The worst they can say is no.
Yeah. It would be cool to go down in Colorado and play. I have yet to visit Giggles and he's pretty sore about it.
But
it'll happen soon.
You got to visit.
I know. I do. I mean, he just had his baby. So, you know, I'm giving him a little time to do that. The baby.
I've had babies for like years.
I know.
I've been out here 5 years and he's not once come to visit. Which is foolish.
It is foolish. What are you saying over there?
You've never gone?
I've never gone.
Really?
I know. I'm such a jerk.
What was the last time the two of you have seen each other in person?
When's the last time you came up here?
Oh, that's a good question.
It's a good question.
June? Was it the summer?
Last summer?
For context, I host the show at 8 p.m., but I'm compulsively early, so I'm often here in advance so I get to be apparently the third wheel of your show.
I want to hear.
I
want to hear all about this. So we're going to talk about it, and we're going to out people. We're going to get this thing rolling.
You know I'm not going to out anyone.
To me, you will.
You know I won't.
It's all right. It's a secret. Anything you tell me that's a secret will be kept a secret. I guarantee it. And I think I already know who it is. But that's besides the point. All right. I want to ask this question.
Yeah.
What was the album that changed your life? What was the album where you were like, this is it. This is where music went from being kid music to like adult music.
Well, it's a great question. Sometimes I would have to say for me, it's been the same album since I was like 17. And I don't even think he's signed, but he came to the town I was living in, Syracuse, and he played a show and we like shared a bill at this coffee shop, and it was this guy, he was living out of his like Volkswagen touring the US, had a project where he called it the Song Diary, and he did one song a day for a year.
Wow.
And he goes by Paleo, P-A-L-E-O.
Paleo.
He lives in Flagstaff, Arizona.
I'm writing it down. I got my pen right here.
He's in Flagstaff, Arizona, raising his child with his partner. And basically, you know, 12 years ago, he wrote me on MySpace.
Gotta love MySpace.
To be like, hey, let's do a show. And he put out the best of the songs. And some of them are just like heart-wrenchingly great.
That's intense to write a song every day for a year.
Yeah,
I mean, you're gonna come out with some terrible songs, and you're gonna
have the flu. And I know.
You're not gonna want to do it. And then, like, also, like, because you know, like, when you're writing a song, you get an idea that like it takes some time to linger.
Totally.
So, like, you know, he had one that was kind of like sitting there, and he's like, "I'll write this other one quick first."
Totally.
And then eventually, that one got written. So, like, those are the ones that probably, like, were the ones that he eventually stuck with. But then there's also, like, the idea of writing music is, like, I find that when I talk to a lot of musicians, they all kind of say the same thing. It's kind of in the air, and you're just kind of like a beacon for it. You're just kind of grabbing it.
Right.
And it's not coming from you. It's coming from
your conduit,
for that song. Totally. So, like, it's just right place, right time. Just like when you were with Sufjan. Right place, right time. You happen to go get on his album.
Totally.
So, I mean, that's the life of a musician. It's the best we can hope for.
Try me. She doesn't love it.
No, she doesn't love it.
I don't dislike it.
I saw her face when you said it. She was like internally.
I was going like for a left field, like out of the blue. Like I didn't want to choose like something from the song. I wanted to like something and more of an emotion from the song.
Yeah, that's
what I got.
Yeah,
you didn't like it, but that's cool.
I don't dislike it. It's just so up in the air, that song.
Yeah,
of what to
just
call
it. Just think
it.
About it. I will.
Absolutely will.
And then email me if you when you name it. Try me.
But the name of the record that I didn't. The name of the record that I didn't quite announce was it's called Death and Taxes.
That's his album.
Death and Taxes.
Paleo, Death and Taxes. Mm-hmm. Well, if you talk to him again, tell him he has an open Sunday night to come on the show anytime you want.
Awesome. So, I will.
And anybody else you want it, like, send along. Cool. We're open. That's kind of how like half of our musicians come in.
Don't say that, Dave. I'll show up with my ukulele and we'll all be afraid.
Listen, I've encouraged you to bring your ukulele.
I'd bring my guitar, but no one wants to hear that.
We all have our strengths.
We all have our strengths.
Focus on the strengths.
Yeah.
I'd like to segue real quick.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, we have Melissa.
Mary Ahern.
Mary Ahern. She's got a show coming up Thursday, May 9th at Rockwood, 10 p.m. Eastern. And can we get another song?
Ooh.
Are you from Colorado?
Totally.
From Colorado.
Yeah.
I'd be honored.
How was the, did you get to listen to the show we covered for you last week?
I was afraid to.
Yeah, I would be afraid to, too.
How many of my songs did you get through?
Four.
Good to know, because I'm starting.
Yeah, we got through four.
Using the same playlist, because I assumed you didn't get very far into
it. Four. I looked at it, it was like 30, and I got through four.
Yes, I made a long playlist in the hopes that you would play it through.
Yeah, well, you know that's not going to happen with
us.
It's really hard to just play music when there's a mic in front of me when I can talk. I'd like to hear myself talk.
I do it once a week.
Yeah. All right.
If you'd like to listen to women playing music angrily, up yours.
Some of the songs I like. Some of the songs I was into. I was into it.
Are you guys done?
Yeah, we're done. All right, Melissa, give us a song. What's the name of this one?
I'm debating what to play. Do you want maybe the best approach would be to play something that I put out already? Or something that has not been out.
Ooh. Let's do two more songs. We'll do this one.
Okay.
This one will be the one that you've already put out. And then the last song before we leave, that'll be cool.
Cool. That's all right. Good. Okay. So this song's called Next to You.
Next to You.
And I wrote it for my ex-fiance in Berlin.
So. Let's talk about that after, maybe.
Here you go. I think I'm going to have to take half of this off.
That's fine. That works.
That works, right?
That's better for you.
Love, pour through my heart. Every time I think of you, every time I think of you, love, more than I can bear sometimes. Honey, I could lose my mind feeling what I feel for you, feeling what I feel for you. Ooh, can I be the one you come back home to? Ooh, I wanna be there, right next to you. Heart. apart. Every time I think of you, every time I think of you, the whole making me believe again. I swore that I had reached my limit when my heart had broken. When my heart had broken. Ooh, can I be the one you come back home to? To you, ooh, 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 ooh. I wanna be there right next to you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Can I be the one next to you?
Giggles is raising his hand.
I love it. Digital hand raise. That was gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just, as you were singing, I think I know who you should ask to open for. Are you a big fan of Martin Sexton?
It's so funny because I actually went to the same, I graduated from the same high school as Martin Sexton.
There you go. I love his music.
He's great.
You remind me of like, it just, it, I think you guys would go well together.
I would love to open for Martin Sexton. I have a friend. So really funny that you mentioned Martin Sexton. So I have a friend who spent a lot of years, I don't know if it was years, but several shows opening, at least a tour opening for Martin Sexton, and I sing harmonies with him sometimes. I've never met Martin, but I mean, I'm a fan of his singing. He's a beautiful singer and songwriter.
Yeah.
So yeah. Are you.
Thanks.
I got, even though I'm in Colorado and we're over the digital airwaves, I've got that connection.
Great.
I feel like we, I'll make some calls. We'll see what I can do.
Call about the Red Rocks, too. Don't forget about the Red
Don't
Rocks.
Don't forget about the Red Rocks.
Yeah.
The A-Bets.
Yeah. It's all good.
Let them know.
So, a ex-fiancé out in Berlin.
Berlin.
Were you living in Berlin?
I think fiancé is a rough word. He proposed to me before I left, and then I said I'd think about it.
Oh, you think about it.
So, I don't know if we were
No, he's not really your fiancé.
No, he's not.
He never said yes.
He had a ring.
If he said yes, he'd have been your fiance.
Right. That's true.
And it helps for the songwriting. Sorry.
Totally.
You know, it helps for the songwriting.
Totally.
But I don't think you're technically.
No, we had a ring. Mm-hmm. We talked about it. I was like, I'm going to think about it.
Think about it. And I'm going to go back to America.
And then I left. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you left him with
the
ring.
It's so much easier to just be like my ex sort of person that I, you know.
I know. It could, because it's like more than just that label. Of,
it was. Yeah. It was deep, but.
But I mean, borderline. He got pretty much, like I've said it before, I'll say it again. He got one of the best tributes anyone can get, which is a song written for them.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get better than that.
Totally.
We said it but almost every show we have musicians on. Mm-hmm. I always ask if you could write a song about the Dave and Giggles show. But I mean, I understand if you can't. Don't give me that look, Melissa.
Other Melissa.
Yes.
All right. And then we're in 2 minutes. We're gonna have Melissa Mary Ahern sing something that hasn't been released before, right?
Right. Yes.
This is brand new, off the presses.
Yeah. So
this is special.
2 minutes. So I also want to plug again. So Thursday night, Rockwood Music Hall, 10 o'clock. Go check her out. And then when do you think the album's gonna be done?
I'm aiming for July.
July.
Yeah.
So like when you get the album out again, come back.
Okay.
And we'll play some of the album. We can play some of the album. We can play some of the songs. We can bring in like a little bit more of your band, something if you want, you know, like it's all good. Yeah.
Totally. Sounds good.
And I'll work out this compression issue with the guitar so you don't have to take one headphone off.
I think I might take both off for the next one.
That's fine. But yeah, that's fine. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Totally cool.
Cool.
So what do you have anything else you would like to plug before we head out of here?
No, I mean, Rockwood's the next gig.
Rockwood.
I'm playing at the Pine Box Rock Shop.
Yeah, after, which is like right around the corner, right?
It's pretty close to here, yeah. On the 31st, Friday. Cool. I think I start at 11:30.
So you're playing with are you playing alone or you're playing with the band?
Rockwood, I'm going to be playing with the band, but Pine Box, I think I'm just going to play
alone. Just go out there alone?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the vibe is just a bunch of like acoustic songwriters. So.
Cool. Very cool.
I didn't want to be extra about it.
I like it. All right. Why don't you take us out with Yeah, of course. Yeah. Thanks for coming
really
in.
Really cool. Yeah. Thank you.
We play our own game and it sometimes it's weird. Sometimes it's, you know,
totally.
Just what we do. But unreleased song.
Yeah.
What do we have a name for this one?
This is called still debating which one to play. I think I'm going to play the song called Here Today, Gone Tomorrow.
Perfect.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Let's turn the lights off.
Here today.